This is Taking Back the Reins podcast. I'm Dina Shale. In this show, you'll learn how to recover and thrive by working with horses through trauma-informed equine-facilitated learning, because it's time for you to take back the reins.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Well, it's been a few weeks and I haven't done a podcast for a while, so I've decided to pick up the microphone and do a little podcast to bring you up to date as to where we are, what we've been up to, and also talk to you about what has really taken over our lives in the last few weeks, and especially in the run up to the end of February, is our Project Pony course that we have been teaching our coaches. And wow, what a 2 weeks we had. So this time, what we decided to do was we did a lot of online training, so about 14 modules of training. But we decided this time to have 10 days together on site, where normally we split those 2 weeks up. And so we had people travelling in from South Africa and high up in Scotland, right the way up in Scotland. I think it took the lady about 8 or 9 hours to get to us, so you can see how far away she was. We had an American lady that came and worked with us as well. And it was a challenging 2 weeks. The weather wasn't brilliant and we had to get a round pen in pretty damn quick. So I wanted to just give you a bit of feedback on how we have got on and how the ladies got on in those 2 weeks. And like I say, we normally split the learning into two separate weeks, but because they were all traveling so far, they just wanted to get it out in one go. They wanted to do the training, get it done and get home. So we had the ladies here for 2 weeks and they arrived on the weekend in February and they stayed locally at a local Airbnb and they came to us on the Monday. And of course, we've only been in our new premises about 11 weeks at this point. So we had to work so hard to get our site ready to as best as we could to be able to accommodate this training. And we have put in the most amazing round pen. It went in so quick, and 2 weeks before, we honestly didn't think we were going to do it. But as Angela always tells me, Dina, if anybody can do it, you can do it. And I'm quite grateful for that saying because I am such a powerhouse and really power through to get the things done that I want to get done. And I don't let anything stand in my way. I don't let any beliefs or behaviours stand in my way. And I really focus my brain into getting what I need to get done, done. And so we had the most awesome 2 weeks of learning. And the first week is where we take people through their own learning journey, where they go through the project that they're going to be teaching to people, which is called Project Pony. And each day we have an element of the learning and then the embodiment, where they go and embody that learning and then they then integrate that and take it into their own lives. There are three values. And what a first week it was. And obviously, I didn't have the big team that I had before in Leicestershire, and we've moved to Lincolnshire, and we had, you know, a really well-trained team that knew exactly how we were delivering, and we did it there last year as well. And we had an awesome, you know, couple of weeks the year before, but this time we had to pull it all in 2 weeks, and me and Angela did everything. And there's always some ups and downs, isn't there, in, you know, when anything like this is coming off, you know, you can plan it to the very nth degree. And I am very much a focused, organized, planned type of person to be able to create that organization. And I like the control where everything is very structured, because that helps me. It lowers my nervous system. It allows me to know exactly what is coming. And also to get planned. But somebody always throws a curveball into the net, don't they? And I'd got a few new staff here, and everybody doesn't want to be contracted here. It seems to be the thing, and they've all got other jobs. And so You don't have the same security with your staff in the same way that I did in Leicestershire, where everybody was contracted. They all worked full time and they all worked for me. So, you know, everything was as it is. But here, you know, I really don't have the money at the minute to be able to have the same team. And so, you know, a lot of things were done by myself. And then what happens on the day before? Somebody doesn't turn in for work. And that just sends a whole curveball and sends you into a real high alertness in your own nervous system. And like Angela said, you can pull it off. You always pull it off. And on this occasion, we did. We pulled it off and we managed to juggle some of the other people that come and do a little bit of work for me. And we managed to get the mornings covered for the mucking out, the turning out and those types of things. But it was an amazing 2 weeks of learning. And I think they went home absolutely shattered. But this time what happened was in week two, we decided to change the way that we delivered. And we hadn't got the Project Pony previous clients that had been to us. And so they couldn't come and sit in on the training and how we were learning to deliver. And obviously in between last year, they had their chances to experience and go out and teach. This time, they didn't have the opportunity to have a space in between where they could take what they'd learnt and take the scripts and go and deliver to their own clients and community. So what did they have to do this time? They had to really learn how to deliver it here. And the way that I did it, and it really worked, is the way that we do it when I train with Somatic International. And you learn a segment of the work, you then go away in groups, and then you practice with each other. And it was a really great learning curve for people to learn from each other. I know sometimes it's quite difficult for people to step into that space of going somewhere new and meeting new people and trainers you've never met before. But, you know, these guys really stepped into their vulnerability and opened themselves up to shine, really. And, you know, the second week, what we did was we took them and we taught them how to teach to each other and gave them an opportunity to practice. They obviously have all of their scripts with the Project Pony that we teach people. Everything is scripted, resourced, and, you know, you have everything that you need anyway. And so we split people into groups and sent them away to have a play and to learn and to be curious. And we found that that really worked, actually. And also we did some role playing. So Angela and I really stepped into our genius zone by bringing some of the problems that we'd had into that role play client. And we really threw it at the clients without them feeling that they were, you know, in an unsafe place when they were learning to teach. So some of the things that we'd experienced with clients, maybe if they disassociated or if they went into a freeze, or just so that you gave them that was quite a big learning curve as well. And we had a one-to-one, one of my one-to-one clients has been working with me for quite a long time, come in for a couple of days because she had a few modules of her training that she needed to go through and show us how she delivered. And it was a great learning curve for her to learn from them and them to learn from each other. But, you know, the community really, you know, got together and learned really well, and they lived together in the same house, and they were such a lovely bunch of people. And it's always hard to think, you know, I'm hoping that next year's graduates will be as good as this year's, you know, team that are coming in to learn Project Pony, and we definitely did. So here's a few things that we learned from this training that we are going to now put into, and we're going to learn from and put into the new round of Project Pony training. So we definitely know that we need to help people more with starting their business. And the key factor and the thing that we are very different with the training that we do is that we give everybody this whole business solution. And so we're going to teach more business in the next round of Project Pony, because we know it is a key feature that really is well taken by the client. Everybody said to me this time, how well we did with the business side of the training. And three of the ladies actually had already got businesses, and they were things that they didn't know, and they'd run successful businesses. But it's more about what you need to do in the marketing of your business to be able to get your business out there, heard, seen. And so for me, the biggest learning was that we need to teach you more business. We need to teach you how to get seen and what you're going to be saying to your clients. Even, you know, as simple as answering the phone. So we did a bit of role playing on answering the phone and what you're going to say to your clients and how to sell, because they're key things that we don't know, we need to know. And we need to know how to be professional to our clients and what we're going to say to them, because it's all new. What are we going to say? How are we going to sell our product? And these are things that I've learned from my mentor. You know, I've had a couple of mentors over the last couple of years, and you know, one has taught me how to deliver programs online. One has taught me more about how to create a program. And another one has just taught me more about how to market my products. And, you know, I've had to pay someone to help me to upscale the business, to change the business and to get more online, because that's really where we need to be. And I've learned so much from that. And all of those things that get filtered down, obviously, into the Project Pony training as well. So even though these people had their own businesses, they then not realized how to market their business in the same way. And because you're not selling something that is common to people, you're actually selling something totally different. And it's how you tell your clients that is the key. And so they're the sort of things that we're going to be teaching this time in Project Pony, because that part is really important. And also, we had a lot of fun with the role playing. So the role playing part will stay. And also, I also offer people this amazing vegan, gluten-free menu, because I want people to come in and have healthy food, because that's where I'm at. I'm at that stage in my life where I want healthy food. I want to eat well. I want to sleep well. I don't drink anymore. And so I'm really going down this holistic route. The whole thing that I do is holistic. Everything I do with the horses, everything I do with my husband, everything I do with my daughter is all holistic. So I'm really excited about going forward and the future, because, you know, we have a lot of things that we've learned and a lot of more things that we can offer out to our community as a part of our big program, our signature trademark program, Project Pony. So I want to thank you for listening, and I will be back with you next week, because I am now back on it with my podcasts. I absolutely love doing this, and I do have people come to me and say, I started listening to your podcast and wow, this was much better than the other equestrian one that I was listening to. And so I absolutely love it. Please get in touch with me and let me know that you really enjoy the podcast and that it gives you value and you learn something from me, because that's what I'm here to do. One of the things that people say to me is equestrians, equine facilitated learning, instructors don't share, but you share. Of course I share. I'm a light person. I want to help people. I want to help my clients. I want to help horses. And I want to help you guys as well, especially if you're going into the equine facilitated learning field. That's my passion. So like our page if you haven't already, guys. Get on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. We're also on YouTube. We're on TikTok. We don't do so much on TikTok, but we're definitely going to be doing more on Facebook and Instagram. So like and follow us for more information. And also, please get on to our emails and email me if you have any questions or even if you just love this podcast. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you soon on Taking Back the Reins.
Thank you for listening to Taking Back the Reins with me, Dina Shale. I'd love for you to find out more about how you can recover with horses. come and join my free Facebook group, Highway to Healing.